This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, for those of you that follow this show as a podcast, this will actually be episode 1314. My next guest was instrumental in bringing you episode one. He is the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America, and his name is Larry Pratt. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. So nice to be with you.
Wow, you weren't kidding about the fidelity there, were you?
iPad's coming a long way, and I finally found my at-home headset, which really helps a lot. So to me, it sounds almost as good as being in a studio, and I'm delighted with it.
Well, it's pretty portable if that's the setup you got.
I could do this from any quiet place that has Wi-Fi in the world.
There you go. So as you're looking out there, we're back again in one of these incidences that you and I used to discuss at length all the time, where we've had a... Have you ever noticed how the gun grabbers, there's some mass shootings or some mass murders that get out there that really catch their fancy, and they decide that's got some wind at their back, and others not so much so?
Well, I guess it's more of a window into the way they think. But their perception of reality is clearly something neither one of us would agree with. We have trouble distinguishing between one murder being more heinous than another. I'll tell you what makes me angry is that for almost 70 years, we've had gun-free zones of one sort and another in this country.
Right.
And when Joe Biden was in the United States Senate, in the early 90s, I think it was, he was able to get a law enacted establishing gun-free zones. That man has a lot of blood on his hands, and so do the politicians that won't vote to undo that. With all the data we have to show how deadly they are, 98% of our mass murders since 1950 have taken place in these dreadful gun-free zones. And dirtbags look for this. We even have a few of them have left diaries where they clearly went consciously went and cased joints to find which might have somebody with a gun and which wouldn't. And then they would strike, where there wasn't one.
James Holmes, Aurora.
Yes, he walked by six theaters before he got to the one where he shot up the people inside that theater. And there was one or two other that I don't remember their names now, but I remember we had their writings, and this is clearly what these very rational monsters were doing.
Got a question in the chat room they want me to ask you. Do you ever foresee a day where the Senate and the House and whoever would get out there and vote for something Australian style here in the United States?
Bill, I certainly hope not. I don't think so. But I can tell you this. I'm reasonably certain that after what we saw in Bunkerville, Nevada, where the whole country, in effect, was sending people on their own, so they weren't really being sent, but people were coming from all over the country to stand alongside the Bundy family. That's only 4 years ago. That convinced me that it may be weak, but we still have a pulse in this country. And if somebody were to try to make a bunch of Aussies out of us, Phil, I don't think it would end well. I think it'd be our second war for independence, And again, I just don't think it would end well. And one of the things that would that should sober, if that's possible, the ruling elite, is that, the police and the military are probably the most constitutionally minded group of people in the whole country.
Yeah.
Maybe not some of the generals, because they're political patsies and right. They kiss up to politicians, because that's what too many generals seem to think they have to do. But of the military that I've had in my church, of what they tell me about others, of what I've read, probably 90% of our military, if given an order, let's take ourselves out to Bunkerville, yeah. Nevada, when that showdown was occurring,
yeah.
And the BLM agents were there. Had one of those agents dared to fire on unarmed men and women on horseback as they rode out to confront the BLM agents, I think that would have started it. I think we'd already finished the Second American War for Independence.
Yeah. I'm being asked in the chat room, because I haven't read it, so I don't know. The assault weapons ban of 2018, do they call for any confiscation in that one?
Tell you the truth, I haven't read it either. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think they're quite that stark raving mad. Nobody in the office has told me that they've gone to that extreme. It's just that it would be kind of like before, no more from here on out. But if they did make possession illegal, I think we'd be getting mighty close to that tripwire again,
sure,
for the Second War of Independence.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to do it again, because we've done it one time. And, I mean, if you look at the stats, after they lifted the ban, murder with rifles, all kinds of rifles, went down after they lifted the ban. The other thing about the ban, and I don't know if you and I have ever discussed this, but when the assault weapons ban was in effect for those 10 years, all of the companies out there stopped developing anything for the AR-15/M16-M4 platform, and it was becoming an antique. It basically is now, but it almost became a matter of national security there for a little while.
They might be insane enough to do something like that, the definition of insanity is, if it didn't work the first time, repeat it another time and another and another and another. And here in Washington, my friend, insanity are us.
Yeah. Well, this time around, I have noticed
inputs from reality don't seem to get through too often.
I have noticed that some quote-unquote conservative pundits, and I don't want you to answer this in this segment because we don't have near enough time to do it, but I do want to talk about it in the next segment. I've noticed that Ben Shapiro, David French, Guy Benson, a lot of people are out there saying that gun violence...
I'll try dialing back in. I can't hear...
Did we just lose him? Okay. Nothing like okay. Where did you lose me there? He's so quiet for being back. Where'd you lose me?
Hear me?
Okay. We're coming up on the first break. I can hear you just fine.
Great.
A bunch of conservative pundits are smoking over the idea that a gun violence restraining order is a smoking hot idea. I don't want you to answer that right now, but I do want to talk about it in the next segment. And
good.
Yeah, I wanted to, and the part I want to bring out is, it always makes me wonder with the, like with you. You've never shrunk from any interview from somebody. Does nobody ever call you up and say, "Hey, Larry, we're thinking about talking about gun violence restraining orders as a good idea. What are your thoughts, huh?"
Don't get too many of those, but when I do, they have a British accent.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. We're coming up on the first break. Gunowners.org, that's where you can go. You can sign up. You can sign up for the email blast, which that's the Paul Revere of email. If something's coming down the pike, and it's free, and you can do that, you can join them. That would be nice. Join Gun Owners of America. I mean, these guys shrink away from nothing. They say they don't gauge any of their answers. They just spit it out and let the cards fly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. That would be one Larry Pratt, one shy retiring Larry Pratt, as he is. We still got you there, sir.
I am with you. You betcha.
Are you astounded at the complete lack of savvy or total naivete on being displayed right now on the part of some of these pundits that are saying gun violence restraining orders are a good idea?
Well, I think some of them may believe that, but I've seen this movie so many times that I also suspect that some of them quite consciously are propounding a lie. It's awfully difficult to imagine that a restraining order should be taken seriously. The normal response time for the police, if they're not otherwise overwhelmed, might be 7-8 minutes. I read of an instance in a mall where the police had a substation, which is not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Spread the force around. And 4 or 5 minutes later, after a 9/11 call was placed at the mall, the police were able to get there. It had to go route through the police central station and then back out to the actual station at the mall. And by the time, you know, all that happened, then they were able to mount up, as it were, and to get to the scene of the crime. It was about 4 or 5 minutes. Now, that just seems to me to be the optimum for police response time when you're in a bind. And it seems to me unconscionable. Either you're dense, after all of these years of experience that we've had with that not being soon enough, because when the bad guy's bearing down on the victim with his gun, with the bad guy's gun, you don't have 4 or 5 minutes. We're doing well if the victim is able to get to his gun before the element of surprise overwhelms the victim and he's right. In deep trouble. So obviously waiting for the police to get there is not really the best idea. And I've come to think that when it's not a matter of deception, as we were discussing earlier, one explanation for the difference between the way you and I think, as conservatives, when we attempt to use linear logic, we don't always succeed. But that's what we try to do. And if we fail, sometimes we're even willing to man up and say, oh, you got me. Yeah, I went off the rails. The liberal, and especially the anti-gunner, thinks emotionally. And the problem with emotional thinking is that you when you think that way, you tend to believe very, very fervently without knowing a bit about what you're talking.
Right.
And that's hard to communicate. And both of us have been on TV radio shows where the other side is definitely emotion-laden. And for one thing, and I find this particularly with some of the British-accented programs from abroad, they want to dominate. They don't want to listen. They don't have a conversation. They want to just tell you what a cretin you are. It's kind of like Piers Morgan when I was interviewing him. And they don't want you to get a word in edgewise. They want you to listen to the truth that they have to say.
Yep.
So, okay, guys, that's the way you want to have it. We'll just go talk to the country around you, because we now have means that we didn't have when I started working for Gun Owners of America. The printed media and the three major television networks, that was the ball game, baby.
Yeah. What do you think about the rise of the teenaged activist?
I think that little snowflake is an artificial snow machine.
Right.
The ones that have been projected into public prominence, one of them is the son of an FBI agent, and we now know that they've been getting funding from Planned Parenthood, of all places. Move On, I think, was one I saw. The Bloomberg, what's this latest iteration? Every Town, I think it is.
Yep.
So these are not exactly grassroots. They're AstroTurf. And on the other hand, excuse me again, the folks that have been speaking out on the other side, and there's a rather articulate young teenager who called them out on the phoniness of all this, he gets very little mainstream media attention.
Yeah. The whole problem I have with the millennials getting involved is that this is the Tide Pod Challenge, you know, generation. And I have a YouTube channel, so I know which YouTube channels are big and everything. And these are the kids that follow these kinds of YouTube channels. And, you watch their stuff. And it's a caricature of what irresponsibility should look like. So I don't know how we're supposed to sit back and while they're talking about things like, hey, we're going to outlive you. Okay, well, you know. You get to live with whatever you do, but I'm just watching them right now. I feel for them, and at the same time, they've sort of approached that line to where they're no longer victims. They've gone full on, you know, activist pundit.
Yeah, they've been recruited into the flash mobs of the left.
Sure.
And it's not a very pleasant thing to have to put up with. But as long as we can actually get our message through their cacophonous voices, then I'm not too concerned about it. It's when you're talking with some obnoxious Brit who just knows that his American cousin has never got it right since Valley Forge. That is what really makes it difficult to have to reach the American public, because these guys are just impervious to reason. Again, it goes back to emotion versus the attempt to converse through linear logic. And that's not going to be solved easily, because I think those are deep-set personality types. They're right. Probably reinforced by a lot of educators in our schools. And so by the time a kid gets to be 15, 16, whatever, he's going to be pretty set in that whatever way of thinking he's developed. And the schools definitely encourage an emotional response. And if I may say, maybe that's why some of the liberals seem to behave in such a juvenile fashion.
Yeah, well, I watch them. Let's talk about the logistics of their absolute fantasy land when we get back. Gunowners.org is where you can find where Mr. Pratt works. He has paved the way. His son Eric is now the executive director. They get it done every day, all day. Whether there's one of these crises happening or not, they are standing there doing what has to be done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to, like I said, and I don't know if this will make him feel old or anything. It makes me feel sort of old, but he was responsible for episode number one, so many moons ago. Joined by Larry Pratt, Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. Let's talk about the logistical nightmare that would be faced by the gun grabbers were they to decide to go into the confiscation route. How much of a non-starter do you consider that to be?
Well, I think we have a partial answer. The state of New York has provided it.
Yeah.
New York is not all New York City. And outside of New York City, where I'm not sure what the non-compliance rate is for the re-registration of semi-automatic rifles that they call assault weapons, incorrectly, of course. But there has been an astounding, jaw-dropping non-compliance. I believe I've seen figures of around 80% in New York. People that simply said, yeah, I registered my gun some time ago, but by golly, now that you want me to do it again, I'm just not going to do it. Enough is enough. And if it can happen like that in New York, what do you suppose would happen if they tried to actually confiscate guns in Pennsylvania between the two poles of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, or just about anywhere in West Virginia? Or a good chunk of Virginia outside of the Washington suburbs. I don't think it would end well. I don't think, first of all, as I was saying earlier, I don't think most of the cops and or the military that would be tasked with that would be up for carrying out such an order. And if I were the officer giving such an order, I think I'd want a lot of bulletproof armor on me because I might get fragged.
Well, I mean, when you look at the logistics, you know, there's one cop for every 19,000 of us. And I don't know if you've ever looked at this, but there's been some people out there that have done some studies where they get out there and they've actually looked at import numbers and manufacturing numbers and background checks and everything. But some people think there's 660 million guns in the United States. So since they've taken the cops and they've been labeled systemically racist. And they're bigots, and they just kill people with impunity, and they never get caught or anything. And since they've done that, most of these leftist leaders and everything, I just wonder how much of a smoking hot idea they would think when they're told, all right, go out there and kick in doors and start taking guns, and if the next world civil war starts on your watch, oh, well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. I think that would be an additional factor. Because if anybody knows what it might be like on the street, it would be most of the cops. Now, there's some of them that are obviously desk jockeys, but most of them have either been on the street or still are on the street, and they know, and they have neighbors, they go to churches, they know what most gun owners think, and I think, conversely, we know what most of them think. And frankly, I have a very low expectation of most cops being willing to follow out something as outrageous as a confiscation order. And if I were the commanding officer giving that order, probably the nicest outcome would be, you're not in command of my platoon, sir. You're not, so why don't you go home and have a nice day while we can still part as friends?
Yeah.
And I really think that's still in the fabric of much of America. I believe that after the Battle of Bunkerville, where the Bundy family stood off the BLM, increasingly with the help of volunteers arriving on their own from all over the country with their weapons, and finally the BLM backed down, that tells me that our country still has a pulse. And I don't know if I've ever told you before, but I was told by somebody that was on the scene that the final resolution of the standoff at the Bundy Ranch occurred when early one morning a group of ranchers, men and women, on horseback, rode out to confront the BLM and for the purpose of saying, you're not going to slaughter millions of dollars worth of Bundy's cattle, which they were ready to do. They had them penned up in barbed wire corrals, and they had dug pits, and they were just going to toss them in these pits and bankrupt the guy. And as they rode out, it was getting kind of tense, because the BLM agents were confronting them with their fingers on the triggers. And at that point, even though the sheriff was feckless and was defeated in the next election there in Clark County, most of the population's in Las Vegas, but Clark County goes way out into the desert. And so that's where the Bundy Ranch was. And at that point, one of the Clark County deputies, evidently on his own, rode out to the top BLM agent and asked him, do you want to be the folks known as the ones who mowed down unarmed men and women? And that got to the guy, and he lowered his rifle, took his finger off the trigger, I should say his fully automatic rifle, lowered and took his finger off the trigger. That was the signal to the rest of them, and that was 7:30 Nevada time. And they just turned and rode off. It's as if somebody had said, never mind. And it ended just that anticlimactically. And if it hadn't been for those armed Americans, they could have been defeated initially by the BLM agents that were there. The BLM agents had access to superior firepower, airplanes, armored vehicles, and so forth. They'd have won the first skirmish, kind of like Lexington was a defeat for the colonials. But then by the time at the end of the day at Concord Bridge, they'd been wiped out.
Yeah.
And so I think that was beginning to dawn on them. And even if it wasn't because they have a fear of God or a fear of the Constitution or even a fear of their fellow Americans, when they saw so many of their fellow Americans with guns and the willingness, those are the two essential ingredients, firearms and the willingness, the belief that I'm the boss and what are you doing here from the government telling me what to do on something like this when you have no authority to be threatening my life, actually over a piece of land that you swindled out of the Bundy family by changing federal law long after the Bundy family had settled that land. And so the Bundy family had, a very valid argument. And the last thing the feds wanted to do was have it heard in court.
Sure.
Who knows? They could have won in court because the judges are so corrupt that have been appointed by these politicians. But they decided to go to the court of public opinion, and they got whooped.
Coming up on the next break, I'm being asked how big. I already asked you that, though, today, so I said, but you can join Gun Owners of America by going to gunowners.org. Larry would be very happy to have you. When we get back, I've got a question about the gun-free zone that I don't know if you've ever thought about, but I know that you're a grandfather. I'm a grandfather now. And this may be something that you and I may have to consider at some point down the road. And I'm looking for answers to that. And I'm going to just leave that cryptic thing out there for you to consider.
You rascal, you got me interested. I'll stay around.
All right. That's why I do it. That's why I do it. Gunowners.org. Go join them. They could use the help. They milk every dollar for everything it's worth. They scream before they let them go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour has been Larry Pratt. He is the Director Emeritus of GunOwners.org, Gun Owners of America. Now, Mr. Pratt, in various places across the United States, if you and I walk up under any other circumstance, did we lose him? Okay. If we walk up on anybody under any other circumstance and we determine that lethal force is a necessary thing to introduce, in most cases we're going to be okay if we do that. However, if we ride up on, say, a school in the same circumstance as the Parkland, Florida school was, where there were four quote-unquote first responders outside staging and not going inside, you and I are bound by law, and if we have grandkids in those schools, I guess they're consigned to die because we can't go in there and do something about it.
The law is that stupid. And to reiterate what we know from government data, that 98% of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones since 1950. This is not something that was just data from last year or even the last decade. We're talking about almost 70 years. You'd think that by now we'd kind of come to the conclusion that maybe we ought to get rid of gun-free zones. Maybe we ought to encourage, as some counties have encouraged their teachers and other school personnel, to either we'll pay for your concealed carry class and permit, or we will encourage you to go do it, and we'll be happy to have you come to school with that training and permit. And at that point, you've got potentially a very low-cost security detail of trained people who love the kids. That's why they're teaching. They're generally not doing it, maybe outside of a few jurisdictions, for the money. And they would all of a sudden be empowered, and instead of hiding in a closet, hoping that the dirtbag will not find them, They could even anticipate the dirt bag. Some of them might choose to go looking for the dirt bag because they'd have their own means of taking the dirt bag down.
Right.
And they certainly can't do that under current law. And unless you're in the state of Utah, none of their schools are gun-free zones. And by the way, we don't hear of any of these horrible tragedies occurring in Utah. And there are a number of counties around the country, same thing, in Texas, in Ohio, and in Virginia, we've got various institutions of higher education that are quite tolerant of people with concealed carry permits coming onto the campus. And in fact, Jerry Falwell's Liberty University actually advertises online, "We encourage you, if you have a concealed carry permit, to bring it with your gun."
Right.
I don't think there are going to be too many wild and crazy attacks on folks at Jerry Falwell's university.
Do we have any data as to how many schools were attacked pre-gun-free zone?
It's been a rising number. It's fairly low, actually.
Even today.
And, in fact, Europe is kind of on a par when you look at Europe, not Norway compared to the United States, because Norway's a tiny population, maybe somewhere between 5 and 10 million.
Right.
But they had at least one horrendous mass murder of nearly 100 people on an island where a group of socialists, young socialists, were having a summer getaway, and this dirtbag came onto the island and just, it was like shooting fish in a barrel.
Right.
It was hard for people to avoid him, and he had the guns, and they had, well, knowing what it's like now in Norway, they probably didn't even have a prayer. So,
right.
Pretty sad situation. France has had, think of the dirt bag the Bataclan Theater.
Right.
That did away with well over 100 people. Erfurt, Germany was a mass murder scene. I forget the body count there. But when you total all that up, it's pretty close to the United States. And they have all these gun controls. And it's very difficult for people to get anything but a rifle. And even the rifle typically might have to be kept at a club. It might have to be kept with ammunition. In fact, I was recently in Switzerland, and I haven't had time to follow up on it, and I just had learned about it before leaving the country. But Switzerland, yeah, they issue fully automatic battle rifle army machine guns to every man in the country because he must be in the army between certain ages.
Right.
But for the last several years, he's not been allowed by federal law to own the ammunition and keep it at home. He's got an empty gun. Now, he can have his 9mm pistol with ammo at home, but not his battle rifle. And my guess is, and this is what I really need to find out, but I think Switzerland went a little bit loopy when they've gotten over this now, but for a while they were thinking about joining the European Union. And if you want to be part of the European Union, you have to be stuck on stupid no defense.
Don't they try to enforce their gun rules with any country that borders the European Union?
Without much success, because Central Europe, Poland, the former Czech Republic, or the current Czech Republic, the Slovak Republic, I know an American that married a lady from there, and he said he's pretty knowledgeable about gun laws here because he lived here for a long time. He said that the gun laws in the Slovak Republic, and he lives 15 miles from the Ukrainian border, he said they're about the same perhaps as Virginia. He said, so I can get an AR-15, which I have. I keep it at home with the ammunition for it, keep it loaded. I've got my 9mm at home, the ammunition for it. I've got a concealed carry permit, same thing as you would do if you lived in Virginia. And so that's the difference, I think, between Eastern and Western Europe, is that well, better say Central Europe, remembers what it was like under the Nazis and the commies, but then I repeat myself, under the socialists of the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Right.
There's still a lot of people alive in Central Europe that remember what it was like to have themselves kicked around by a bunch of thugs with uniforms, and that's not such a prevalent memory anymore, because even though France was occupied by the Nazis, that ended in 46. Central Europe was under Soviet occupation until 89. That's probably well within the lifetime of almost everybody listening to us right now.
Right.
And so they're not quite as stuck on stupid as Western Europe. And the Czech president, who nominally is from a socialist party, we need socialists like his over here, is talking about getting Second Amendment language into the Czech Constitution.
Yeah.
So they still remember. And that's encouraging. People don't necessarily forget that fast, because anybody who's alive now that lived under the Soviet occupation would have also almost certainly lived under the Nazi occupation. Their whole life until 1989 was the boot of tyranny on their throat.
It's don't you sort of yearn for one day when we wake up and we can go, hey, you know what? We don't have to do this anymore. The world has become sane all of a sudden, although it never will. Will it?
No, that was resolved in the garden when Adam stood by while his wife got deceived by the serpent. And it's been downhill ever since then.
There you go. All right. We're going to end that on that note. There's no way for me to beat that one. Gunowners.org. Go join Mr. Pratt. He could use it. They are fighting the fight 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me with you. I really appreciate a fast-paced conversation.
There you go. We will do it again.
Look forward to it.
Roger that. Tomorrow, back in 21 hours between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.